It was then that Owl, whose eyesight was the best, flew up above the tallest of the tall oaks. But even with his sharp eyes, there was no Christopher Robin to be seen. Eeyore looked around the remains of the fate and sniffed.
"Well, then," he said, "if that's the end of that, I'd better be going."
But he did not leave.
"Roo, dear, it really is time for bed," said Kanga,
her voice becoming quite sharp. But nobody moved. Pooh kept looking at the cart and the pot of honey. He was sure he had seen Tigger helping himself to a gulp or two of the strengthening medicine, and Piglet retrieving one or five of the finest acorns. So he thought to himself that there was no harm in having just a little taste of the honey. By the time he was on his 9th or 10th taste, he could hear a faint clunking and clattering sound. He looked around at the others, and they were all listening too.
"That sounds like a bicycle," he said.
"And if it's a bicycle," said Piglet, "there must be somebody on it to do the peddling, and the only one who isn't here is Christopher Robin, and he's the only one with a bicycle."
Piglet was quite correct. It was Christopher Robin's bicycle, and Christopher Robin was riding it. Everyone breathed a sigh of relief when Christopher Robin came rattling into the glade on his bicycle. He jumped off and leaned it against a tree.
"Sorry I left the party, but I wanted to fetch you a little surprise," he explained.
From his bicycle basket, he took some large objects that were carefully wrapped in old jerseys. They turned out to be the gramophone and a box of records. The animals watched as he unwrapped them and set them down on the grass.
"I thought we could finish the day with some dancing," he said cheerfully. "Then I will take your generous presents to the less fortunate."
Christopher Robin glanced into the cart and then peered inside more closely.
"Or maybe I won't,"
he added. Then he leaned over the gramophone to wind the handle and finished quietly.
"Anyway, I'm leaving this here for you."
Then the loudest, jumpiest, most harmonious and tumultuous music came tumbling out of the gramophone horn, and nobody could stay still.
"Shake your feathers, move your feet about, for I'm sweet about you. Feel the beat, because I'm incomplete, because I am lost without you."
They danced a proper 100-acre wood dance this time. At first it owed something to Lottie's dancing class, but then it became wilder, with much leaping up into the air. Tigger and Kanga vied to see who could jump highest. The results were pretty even, and Roo and Piglet vied to see who could crouch down lowest. They were both beaten by Henry Rush, who hurried into a clump of heather immediately afterwards for fear of being trodden on. And even Eeyore danced, a dance all his own, with flying hooves and mane and loud braying and his tail going here, there and everywhere. After Shake Your Feathers, they played the Bam Bam Bammy Shore and Yes, We Have No Bananas and My Grandfather's Clock. And while the Bam Bam Bammy Shore was playing for the second time, Christopher Robin stopped dancing and rolled up the jerseys and put them in the basket of his bicycle. Pooh, who was by now rather tired, left the dance as well. He padded over to see what Christopher Robin was doing, although he thought he could guess.
"Ah,"
said Pooh solemnly, because this was one of those moments when you had to say something, even though nothing was quite right for the occasion.
"Well then, Pooh,"
said Christopher Robin, leaning his bicycle back against the tree.
"So?"
He stopped to give Pooh a hug. It was a bit awkward because Christopher Robin was quite tall these days, but Pooh hugged him back as best he could. Over Pooh's head, Christopher Robin finished.
"I'll be away for a while again, but I know you'll look after the forest."
"I'll try,"
said Pooh. Really, he wasn't sure what looking after the forest might involve, but if Christopher Robin thought he could do it, that meant that he could. Christopher Robin let go and gave Pooh a nod. He got on his bicycle and pedalled swiftly away, turning just once to give a last wave and a smile before he was lost among the trees.